This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy hump day. It's the middle of the week. It's a Wednesday. We got plenty going on. We have teams advancing in the Major League Baseball playoffs. The NBA Finals are underway. We have even more baseball. And we even have updates and news from the NFL. This is what we've been waiting for. This is what we have all wanted for months. To get to a space, to get to a place where we have sports back. Because there was sure a hell of a moment in time where it was just like, damn. We ain't going to have nothing. We are going to talk about it all. Okay, I'm hanging out with you here for the next 4 hours. Okay, look, I get started every single weeknight, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 p.m. Pacific. As I come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios, when you need certainty in a home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. A big shout out to super producer Stu Kovacs. Stu, how you feeling this evening?
I'm pretty good. Another great sports day, like you said. NBA Finals, some baseball playoffs, a tremendous day.
Tremendous day, a full day. Well, you know it's Wednesday. Every single Wednesday, I take some time to give you a top six list. Today is not going to be any different. In about an hour from now, I'm going to give you my top six list of NFL coaches that gots to go. These coaches have overstayed their welcome, and there's no future. They're going into the toilet. If the team already isn't in the toilet, they got nothing to play for. So that'll be something that we talk about in an hour. Obviously, at the conclusion of the Lakers game, as they take on a Miami Heat right now, they have a lead, 54-43, a little less than 4 minutes left in the first half. We are definitely going to talk about the Los Angeles Lakers and the Miami Heat. Had a lot of callers the other night. A lot of Miami Heat callers were on. This has already been a close matchup. Let's see how this game ends out. I said I believe the Lakers will win in about 6 or 7 games. Let's see if that holds true. Now, when it comes down to the NFL, we have some news. And last night, I had to sit here and spend time. And by the way, you can contact me anytime, all the time, at JR Sport Brief, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And then also, you know, you can call up anytime, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Now listen, folks, we had to have a come-to-reality moment. I just told you that earlier on this year, who knew what October was going to look like? Who knew what September was going to look like? We didn't have baseball. We didn't have basketball. We didn't have football. We didn't have soccer. We didn't have a damn thing going on. And now, hockey, they gave you their Stanley Cup champion. Congratulations to the Tampa Bay Lightning. We're going to crown an NBA champ between the Lakers and the Miami Heat. The Major League Baseball playoffs are going on right now. We've had an advancement. As the Houston Astros, they knock off the Twins. And the Twins, they haven't advanced in a postseason series. I think it's just 18 consecutive losses. That's some hard luck. But it's nice to have these games back. And I told you last night, the Tennessee Titans, unfortunately, they have had, now including today, they have 4 players who have tested positive for COVID-19. We have folks who, unfortunately, as Coach Mike Vrabel said, you know, he said that he has players that were displaying flu-like symptoms. It's unfortunate. Who are the Tennessee Titans supposed to face off against this upcoming Sunday? They're supposed to host the Pittsburgh Steelers. These are two 3-0 teams. And if you're the Tennessee Titans, the NFL says, we will postpone the game. We will now play on either Monday or Tuesday. Stay tuned. And in the case of the Minnesota Vikings, who played the Tennessee Titans this past week, the Minnesota Vikings, they are still, as of right now, scheduled to play the Texans on Sunday. A matter of fact, the Minnesota Vikings are actually opening up their facility tomorrow. So good for Minnesota. Now, if you want to move forward, if you want to pay attention to what's going on in Tennessee, these players are still in virtual meetings. These players aren't on the field. The only players that are allowed into the facility in Tennessee right now are guys who need treatment. Outside of that, everybody else needs to prepare for this matchup, prepare for this undefeated Pittsburgh Steelers team from the comfort of their own homes or somebody else's house. You know, depends on where and what these guys are doing. Let them be adults. Now, having said that, I look at this as a competitive disadvantage. I know the Tennessee Titans are the home team. I know the Tennessee Titans are going to be the ones basically hosting the Steelers, but you don't want to tell me the fact that they won't be on the field doesn't make a difference? Would it have been a better situation to try and delay the game? Not so much. I don't think so. Like the NFL, if you can get it done now, then do it. What's a couple of days? That's just the realities of what the league and everybody has expected. Mike Vrabel, head coach of the Titans, he says, yes, football is important. They are preparing to play the game. But he says safety is the most important thing right now.
My concern is always with the safety and the health of our players, their families, our staff, and their families. And then also the individuals that have it tested positive. I think that their mental state is strong. This is a resilient group.
Yeah, he's saying the mental state is strong. I don't know if that's going to make a difference if the Pittsburgh Steelers stomp them out on Monday or Tuesday. Is that going to make a huge difference at that point in time? Mike Vrabel, when it comes down to when the team is actually going to prepare, when they're going to get back into action, this is what he said.
I would say their reports of being in on Saturday may not be entirely true. That's where it looks like it is today. That could all change. Could be earlier than that, and then could potentially be later than that, Teresa. So I wouldn't just assume that it's Saturday. We are preparing to play the football game now as earliest as Monday.
Now, is that fair? No, it's not. And I told you last night there's not a damn thing fair here. But the NFL's not thinking about fair when it comes down to the regular season. And to be honest, I'm pretty sure a mandate came down from the NFL prior to the season. Everybody shut up. Don't complain about changes that come through. I mean, this entire year, if you actually think about it, if we date or go back to the draft, the fact that it had to take place virtually, we had general managers complaining. We won't have an opportunity to evaluate the prospects. We won't have an opportunity to properly interview the prospects. We won't have an opportunity to take a look at them physically. Yeah, like, what the hell do y'all want? Do you want to just erase the pandemic? Do you guys have the secret formula? Everybody's at a disadvantage. And this was at a point in time where people were losing their jobs. People were still out of work. Unfortunately, folks are still out of work, and you had general managers complaining. I mean, damn it, we had about a month and a half ago, we had head coaches in the NFL really complaining about, well, is it really fair that this team can have fans in the stands? It's not fair that we can't have fans in the stands. What the hell difference has, a couple thousand fans made versus none? It hasn't made a ton of damn difference now, has it? So one thing you won't hear is folks complaining. I mean, several weeks ago, the NFL had to fine individual coaches, you know, a big chunk of change. We had teams that were getting fined $250,000 just because their coaches weren't wearing masks. Coaches getting docked $100,000. You didn't wear your mask? Hey, fine. These are facts. And so we won't hear complaining. But this issue isn't fair. And if I'm Mike Vrabel, I mean, he can't complain. He can privately say, this isn't fair, let's not play. But when you're an NFL head coach and you're a leader of men, it's your job to go out there and do what you're told. Lead the group. Don't show them that, hey, you know, this isn't fair, we're going to hide in the back. We've had plenty of coaches. We've had plenty of owners. We've had plenty of players who have come out and said, the biggest opponent this year isn't going to be anybody that we line up against opposite the line of scrimmage. The biggest opponent that we're going to face here in 2020 is going to be the virus. And we've now seen that bear fruit. And we might as well get used to it, because this is just the first instance. And it happens to be with the Tennessee Titans. It's going to happen again. We had a caller last night who said, I am concerned if this game were to be canceled, which we still don't know. It's been postponed until Monday or Tuesday. We might get to the weekend and they might say, oh, yeah, we're not going to play. But it isn't fair to the Titans. And despite that, Ryan Tannehill, Mr. Moneybags, he says they will be ready to roll despite everything going on.
I think we have mentally strong guys who are up to the task at hand. You know, we have to be able to prepare for a game in an unusual situation, doing it virtually, not getting the practice reps that we're used to. But at the end of the day, we have to get ourselves ready to go play a game and go play well against a really good team. So, yeah, difficult task at hand, but I'm excited for the challenge. And I know our guys will do what it takes to get ready to play. We did have the whole spring where we were doing virtual. So, like I said, not ideal, but it's not a new circumstance. It's not a new medium to have a meeting and watch tape and communicate.
Okay, I mean, that's true. That is very much true. We did go through a preseason where there were no preseason games. We did go through an offseason where we didn't have OTAs. We did go through an entire football calendar year where we didn't have OTAs, practice, preseason. We just had training camp. These teams are battling it out just amongst themselves. So, yes, they are used to it, but that doesn't mean it's the best situation to go out and prepare for a game. Each of these NFL teams, they had times to condition their bodies. They had time to get in shape. They had time to prepare for week one, all on the field. Not during the season, not week to week. I mean, there's a whole big difference when you need to send out some scout players, and here you have it. What are we doing? We're doing that virtually? It ain't happening. And Ryan Tannehill, I mean, he's looking pretty damn good. I mean, the Titans are 3-0. Last season, they were surprised, knocked off the Baltimore Ravens, who a lot of people expected to go to at least the AFC title game. It did not happen. And Ryan Tannehill right now, he's giving you 6 touchdowns. He's giving you 1 interception. Derrick Henry already has 319 yards on the ground. They're following the formula that they did last year, and they're undefeated. But so are the Pittsburgh Steelers. Is this fair for them to have to go through this entire process, to not get any on-field reps, and then go face what looks like one of the best teams in the NFL right now? It doesn't matter if they're at home. The Titans are at a disadvantage. I hope that they can get a little bit more than a walkthrough. Get one in on Sunday, you know, get some light reps in over the weekend, consecutive days, and then go play on Monday or Tuesday. I don't know what a better situation would be for the Titans. If the NFL does not have to ultimately adjust their schedule, they will not. The NFL will only adjust the schedule if they absolutely have to. It doesn't matter if it's not fair or a team is at a disadvantage. The point of this season is to get through the season. The point of this season is to go week to week, The point of this season is to get to the damn Super Bowl and get to the money. If that means ultimately a team is at a disadvantage, too bad. If it means a team is going to miss a game ultimately that can't be rescheduled, too bad. If it means that you ultimately have to lose a game flat period, too bad. So in any case, I would consider the Tennessee Titans right now, although this situation is unfair, I'll consider them fortunate. Fortunate that they didn't lose a game. Fortunate that they can still go ahead and look at their bye in the middle of the week, or excuse me, the middle of the season. Good luck to the Tennessee Titans as they pretty much try to get through this week with no on-field practice, Zoom meetings, and a little bit of a walkthrough. Meanwhile, the Pittsburgh Steelers, they're actually on the field getting ready to pound their heads in. This isn't the only story going on in the NFL. We have a team that's going out to charity events and maybe skirting local rules. We got the NFL threatening NFL teams right now. I'll tell you why. But I want to open up the phone lines. The phone lines are open right now. 855-212-4CBS. The Tennessee Titans, they are still scheduled to host the Pittsburgh Steelers. The game has been delayed. It's been postponed. Is this fair to the Titans? They're working from home just like you, your friends, and your coworkers. But the Steelers, they're out there in the grass getting ready to beat them up. Is it fair? Did the NFL do the right thing? Should they have pushed the game back? I think this is as fair as it would have gotten. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about the unfortunate situation that the Tennessee Titans are going through right now. Four of their players have tested positive for COVID. They're supposed to take on the Pittsburgh Steelers, or were supposed to take on the Pittsburgh Steelers this upcoming Sunday. A battle of two teams who, right now, they're sitting at 3-0. Steelers are on a roll. Titans have been on a roll. Derrick Henry is doing Derrick Henry things. He's just out there running over people like there's no tomorrow. Ryan Tannehill has 6 touchdowns to 1 interception. I guess last year wasn't a fluke, although you beat Denver and you barely got by Jacksonville. Barely beat Minnesota. This is going to be a statement win for Tennessee if they could host Pittsburgh and do it. And the NFL, as of right now, they say, you know what? We're postponing the game. The game is going to now take place, hopefully, on either Monday or Tuesday. So what are the Titans doing? Their facility is going to be closed until Saturday. The best they can do right now is virtual meetings. These guys are basically on Zoom trying to prepare for a physical game. This isn't chess. This isn't virtual learning. This is football. This is put on a helmet and go try to hurt the other guy. Not literally, but you want to inflict pain upon your opponent. But you don't want to injure or hurt them. The Titans are behind the eight ball here. The Pittsburgh Steelers are in the grass. They're preparing to play. The Titans are at home. Just like your kids might be. Except for your kids aren't going to try to knock the hell out of a 300-pound man on Monday or Tuesday. So obviously this isn't fair to the Tennessee Titans if they play. But you know what? This is as fair, this is as good as it's going to get. Outside of the NFL saying, you know what, let's just already try to alter the schedule. Especially this early in week 4. I'm surprised we haven't had any problems rolling through 3 weeks. The phone lines are open to you right now. 855-212-4CBS. The line is sponsored by Geico. And right now, Geico's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies. That's on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Go to geico.com to learn more. Is this fair to the Titans? Should they have just delayed or pushed back the game more than a day or two? I think the NFL had too much of a different choice here to kind of keep things even for later on this season. Jim is calling up from Louisiana. Jim, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you think? Was this fair to the Titans, yes or no?
No, it's not fair. It's like suck it up, by the cup, let's roll. I coached football for 12 years. I mean, you go with it. Do they have people get sick from the flu? More than four or five people? Yeah, sometimes. But you have to just go with what you have. And you just go with
it. Okay. All right, Jim.
Does that make sense? I mean, to put it off the game because you got a couple people sick? No. You don't put it off. You just go with it. And you deal with what you have to deal through, and you push through it. You might win, you might lose.
Sure, Jim. Yeah, but I think the issue here is not necessarily we just got a couple of people sick. We have something that has gone around the world and unfortunately has just killed 1 million people quicker than anything in our lifetime. So I'd venture to say it is a little bit different than someone getting sick. I certainly understand your point here about, hey, you got to go ahead and push through it. That's why the NFL has the measures set forth that they do. And I mean, it sounded a couple of weeks ago rather egregious when the NFL is lobbying out fines, $100,000, $250,000 to coaches and teams because coaches weren't wearing masks. Can you imagine the worst case scenario? I mean, we've had coaches. John Gruden just said, oh, yeah, I had COVID. Coach Lynn said, oh, yeah, I had COVID. Sure, but we've had plenty of people who unfortunately have died from it. We don't need any disasters here. Cases are down in plenty of places, the majority of places. But then we still have some hotbeds where it's still rolling around. Why play with fire for something that you're not certain of? The NFL has gone forth. All of these leagues have gone forth. And they, like I said, they're just trying to get to the Super Bowl. That's what it boils down to. Gator, he's calling up from Georgia. Gator, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. Is this fair to the Titans? What do you think?
I think Tennessee trying to buy time. Because you got four guys hurting or sick with that damn virus. Why you don't bring four guys off the damn squad team and put them on the damn team? I call it scared. That's what it boils down to.
Well, Gator, I don't know what you're talking about how they, let's just grab some extra players. What they're trying to do are take precautions so no one else gets
sick. Let me ask you a question.
You can.
If somebody get hurt on the damn team, what do they do? What do they do? They go to the squad and bring somebody up and sign them up.
Well, Gator, I got a question for you.
You
ready?
I
got a question for you. Gator, you ready?
I ain't cooked.
Okay, well, Gator is busy. I guess he's talking to somebody in the back. He said, I ain't cuss. I just had a simple question for Gator. And I want to ask my super producer, Stu Kovacs, the same exact question. Hey, Stu, are you ready?
I'm ready, yes.
Has anybody ever caught a broken leg? Is a broken leg contagious?
It is not. No, absolutely not.
What about like a snap clavicle?
Nope. Don't believe you can get that from another guy getting that. Nope.
I know a whole bunch of guys on the 49ers. You know, they ripped up their ACLs a couple weeks ago. Bosa, Saquon Barkley. You know, I know that's an extreme example, but are ACL tears, are they contagious?
Not from one player to another. That would be quite something.
Okay. Well, thank you, super producer Stu Kovacs. Yeah, there's a big difference between a virus and just saying, oh, well, let's just pull some players up. That's not the point. The point is that the NFL doesn't want players getting sick. Vrabel said they have players that are displaying flu-like symptoms. Okay? We heard that yesterday. Some of these guys didn't have symptoms. And now today, some of them have flu-like symptoms. Well, guess what? The Tennessee Titans don't want. They don't want to have a story have to come out tomorrow that, guess what? Hey, we got 25 guys. We got 20 guys that have tested positive for COVID, and now we really have to cancel the game. That's what it boils down to. This ain't a broken leg. This isn't a pulled hamstring. This isn't Michael Thomas from the Saints. You know, he just practiced today. This ain't his hamstring. This is not a high ankle sprain. So let's come back to reality here. This is not fair to the Titans. It is not. But guess what? Life ain't fair. And I've repeated that several times dating back to yesterday. And the NFL is trying to get through this damn season so they can go to the postseason and rack up some coin. It's really that simple. 855-212-4CBS. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show. More of your calls when we come back.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. You heard the number. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Before we went to break, started taking your phone calls. The Tennessee Titans, they're supposed to host the Pittsburgh Steelers. It was supposed to be Sunday. Now it's been postponed to hopefully Monday or Tuesday. Four players have tested positive for COVID. You have members of the staff who have tested positive as well, members in the organization. And so the Tennessee Titans, they have to take precautions. They are not in the facility. The only folks in the Tennessee Titans facility right now are guys getting treatment. Everybody else, they're on Zoom. Just like your teacher, just like your kids, just like a lot of you all working, except for you don't have to try to tackle Ben Roethlisberger. Unless you know, you're not trying to run through the Steelers defense. You're not Derrick Henry. So this is obviously not fair to the Titans. And the bottom line for the NFL is get through the regular season. If we do not have to delay, let's not do it. That's what it boils down to. So this isn't fair for the Titans. But was it fair that any teams in the offseason, that we didn't have any preseason games? There's a whole lot here that wasn't fair. Let's get back to these phone lines. Ryan is calling up from Virginia. Ryan, what do you think, fair or not?
Hey, what's going on, man? First, I just want to congratulate the show. You're awesome. It's a good question. You already answered your question, though. Is it fair? No, it's not fair. So the real question is, how do you make it fair, right? This is how you do it. You lock the Steelers out of their facilities, too, right? Let's keep everything on an even keel. Once you do that, we're good to go. Now, easier said than done, I get it. And so let's talk brass tacks. They're not going to do that. Really, what we need to realize here is that the Steelers are the worst 3-0 team in the league right now, dude. They have beaten no teams with wins thus far. And I think we're giving way too much credit to this game. Everyone wants to talk about 3-0 versus 3-0 because we're selling newspapers out here. That's all it is. So I'm going to make a bet before I get off with you here. Tennessee wins by 10 or more, and then we do a 10-minute segment about how great Dwayne Haskins and the Washington football team is. How's that sound?
Now, Ryan, you know that's awful. I'm not entertaining that trash. Come on. You know
Come
better
on,
than
man.
That.
Come on. Give me. You all got to give me some love. Even 106.7, the fan here in Washington's not giving Dwayne any love right now, man.
Well, listen, Ryan, we got bigger issues. Unfortunately, the most attention I've given to the Washington football team is because the owner needs to disappear off, the NFL face of the earth. No? That's unfortunate. Let's see what happens. I appreciate you for calling up, Ryan, okay?
All right, man. You stay true to the game.
You as well. Thank you, Ryan. Yeah, you know, I brought up that fact yesterday. You play the game on the field. Here's the cliche, any given Sunday. It's facts. the Tennessee Titans might be at a disadvantage, but that's not to say that the Steelers are automatically going to win. Not the case. And by the way, we can talk about the Steelers schedule. I laid out to you what the schedule looks like for the Tennessee Titans. Come on. They beat Denver by 2 points. They beat Jacksonville by 3 points. They beat Minnesota by 1 point. Let's not just lay everything out here against the Steelers. Matt is calling up from Washington. Matt, what are your thoughts? What do you think?
Yeah, dear, I totally agree with it not being fair with the, for the Titans. I actually had a big conversation in my friend's group chat earlier today, and I think we were just at the NFL because we're thinking about fantasy, and we're thinking about the implications there, just like the NFL is thinking about their money. And, I mean, I'm just thinking about Derrick Henry facing off against that Steelers defense. I mean, anytime they hold Saquon to 6 yards, the game speeds up when you don't get your reps in.
No, I hear that. Well, Matt, you know this, and I know this. The NFL ain't thinking about your money. Whose money are they thinking about?
They're thinking about their own. Absolutely.
And that's just the way it is, and that's the way it's going to be as long as the eyeballs are on the product. That's a very good point, though. You know, until the NFL gets involved more in the gambling, we're probably pretty much going to have to wait on that. Until they can go ahead and legally get a piece of the pie, you know, we will have to wait. Matt, I appreciate you for calling up from Washington.
Yep.
No doubt about it. Let's go from Washington to Sacramento, California, and let's talk to Daniel. Daniel, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. Is this fair to the Tennessee Titans that the Steelers can practice and they can't?
JR, first, thank you for taking my call right off the bat, but I have to disagree with you for a few points here. I think it is fair for a few points here. They should have known better before. Okay, first and foremost, what are they doing? Why did they get the coronavirus? What are they doing? Why are they out there doing that? Okay, first and foremost.
Well, Daniel, before you continue on whatever your next point is, this is not to say that someone went out and quote-unquote did something. You know, this is not to say somebody went out there and started smelling air at a bar that they had no business doing. You don't have to go out and participate in quote-unquote risky behaviors to contract COVID. So I want to correct that misconception there. That's not to say. Coach Vrabel was actually pretty clear in saying that.
That is besides the fact.
No, Daniel, it's not besides the fact. You want to know why? Because you brought it up as a point.
Tell me why.
I did. I just did. You brought it up, and you brought it up as your first point. You can't come and say, well, first of all, this is this because it's fair because, well, what were the players doing to contract it? And then when I tell you, it's not necessarily guys going out there smelling and licking stripper poles in a club to contract COVID. And you can't just come back and tell me, well, that's besides the point. Why did you make it?
People need to be held accountable for their actions. And guess
what? Oh, whoa, Daniel. Okay, so my apologies, Daniel. Daniel is still not understanding. And if Daniel wasn't going to understand, there was no way to do it. People need to be held accountable for their actions. We're talking about a team here. How do we know? Now tell me, please help me here. How do we know a kid didn't go to school and bring this back? Are you going to blame the kid now? Everybody needs to get punished? Is there a difference between somebody's kid going to school and coming home versus somebody going out to a crowded concert or park? You want to know the difference? Here's a difference. We have not heard, and that's not to say that this wasn't the case, Daniel, but we haven't heard anything about anyone engaging in risky behavior where they quote unquote need to pay the price, where they need to pay and suffer the consequences. Let's come to reality, Daniel. I would tell you, hey, go actually look and pay attention to how people can contract this. Look at some of the facts. And yes, there are a lot of that are out there. And yes, they change. But this, what are we going to do? Just punish the world? We're going to punish the team? Come on. I hate to be, pretty blunt here, but that's stupid. Meanwhile, right now, this exact moment, the Las Vegas Raiders, one of their players, Darren Waller, he had a fundraiser in an enclosed facility to help at-risk youth overcome addiction, something that he has struggled with. Thank God, God bless him, he's clean. He has a lot of his own players out there, including the star quarterback in Derek Carr. Jason Witten was there. Derek Carr was out. He was photographed, you know, hanging out with and taking photos with people at the fundraiser. This was a gathering, and he had to apologize. He had to say, you know what, I'm sorry. You know what, I'm not taking the best. I didn't make the best decisions. But let's not detract or take away that this was for charity. Okay, so what do we want to do? We want to punish them? Is it irresponsible to a certain degree? Yes. Come on, the Raiders play the Bills on Sunday. How do you think the Buffalo Bills feel when they go through and look at photos and read stories about how their opponents were just, quote unquote, out mingling with the public? That's not something that we heard. I get it. It's for a great cause. Awesome. But at the same time, the NFL is investigating whether or not this violated local sanctions and rules. We didn't hear anything about this from Tennessee. There's a big-ass difference. So let's not mix up the two. Let's not conflate the two about how now the Titans, this is fair because they need to be held accountable to their actions. Any of these guys could have been in their own damn house. Somebody could have dropped off a bottle of water. Somebody could have had their kid come in. A mother could have visited. Come on, cut it out. The wife could have picked it up. A girlfriend could have picked it up. He could have went outside and run necessary errands. He could have picked up a prescription. There's a million things here. So let's slow down. Terry's calling up from Texas. Go on ahead.
Yes, sir. I just want to say it's fair and unfair. Here's what I mean by that. Of course, the situation is unfair. And maybe the one caller was right. Maybe if that happens, maybe the thing to do is make the Steelers have the same type of practice this week. But the thing is that it really is, it's fair because everyone in this country and every one of those coaches and players knew that this situation not only was possible, that it was very, very likely going to happen. And I'm sure the NFL themselves and the owners talked about it before the season even started. So you knew it was realistic. You knew it could happen. You knew it was probably going to happen. And you said, okay, we'll play anyway. So to me, knowing that up front, this is perfectly fair.
No, absolutely, Terry. And thank you for calling up from Texas. Roger Goodell was clear as day in stating that. Yeah, everybody knew the rest. That's why we had players who opted out. Roger Goodell said, quote, this is not unexpected. There will be players and staff who will test positive during the season. Came out of his mouth yesterday. Neil is calling up from Pittsburgh. Neil, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you say?
I just want to touch base on, if this week's fair for the Titans and the Steelers, both at the same, probably not if the Steelers get a practice. But the thing is, they've only got so many weeks to play. And sure, your starters like Ben and stuff, you know, it's game preparation for one team, but your secondary and third dairy guys, it's repetition, practice. And, the other 30 teams get a go. So regardless of your competition this week, I think every team deserves to get as much practice as they can each week. And life's not fair. And this time of COVID proves life's not fair.
Yeah, it ain't fair for a
lot. And that's just my opinion. And thanks for letting me share that with you.
No doubt about it. Well, thank you, Neil, for calling up from Pittsburgh. Matt from Arkansas, go on ahead. Is this fair?
Hi there. Thanks for having me on. I'm just thinking, it's unfair by the definition of unfair in that one team is gaining an obvious advantage over another team, but I think it's extra magnified this year. It's not like week 8 through 10 in past seasons where these teams haven't had the preseason or the time to prepare, and you've got rookies and new players on the team. And so for the Steelers specifically in this particular case, they're getting that extra time to practice and gel and really find out what they have in their team, and that's just lost time for the Titans. That's my opinion on it.
All right. Well, thank you, Matt, for calling up from Arkansas. Yeah, you know what? If there's anything, and I'll end on this, yeah, ain't nothing fair here in 2020. Strap up your boots, do what you got to do, go to work. It's really that simple. We've had industry and people ascend. We've had industry and folks decline. And it's like a lot of places. You can get punched, but are you going to get back up? Are you going to keep going? And we're talking about a multi-billion-dollar business. Yeah, the NFL ain't going to slow down. They're not. Major League Baseball didn't. They went forward as much as they could. They went forward so damn much, they're getting ready to play their damn World Series. The NBA is playing their finals, although they were operating in a bubble. They ain't had no problems. Unless you want to count Lou Williams going to Magic City here in Atlanta. But we're not going to talk about that. When we come back, it's time for a new top six list, okay? These are the top six NFL coaches that got to go. Don't you move. I'm going to drop them when we come back here on CBS Sports Radio.